For virtually all of human history, income and industry have charted opposite courses. The poor worked immensely long and intensely hard. In 1800, the average English laborer worked 64 hours a week. In 1900, a typical American still worked 60 hours. And as late as the 1920s, blue-collar work weeks exceeded 50 hours. Virtually all these hours were drudgery and toil. The rising middle class would eventually temper both facets of working-class labor and assimilate many workers, but it abandoned neither. The manufacturing jobs that once built a flourishing middle class absorbed and exhausted the workers who did them. The rich, by contrast, customarily led lives of extravagant and conspicuous leisure. High society for centuries and even millennia embraced elegant recreation, and the elite despised industry. Low wages consigned workers inescapably to modest incomes. No amount of industry could make a 19th-century laborer even comfortably well off. And while the post-World War II boom allowed mid-20th-century workers to earn their way into middle-class comfort, elite wealth remained flatly inaccessible. The rich, for their part, paid for leisure using incomes derived from land, factories, or other capital, which they generally inherited. Both the rich and the rest owed their circumstances to accidents of birth, rather than choices or accomplishments. Long after formal titles of nobility had passed into neglect or even been abolished, society remained in effect a hereditary aristocracy. You could learn how poor people were simply by asking how hard they worked. Today, unprecedented social and economic arrangements reverse these age-old associations. Middle-class jobs are disappearing, and the workers who for centuries pulled the economy's laboring oar work progressively less hard. The middle class is not idle, reluctant to work. Rather, it is increasingly idled, denied opportunities to work. A profound technological transformation eliminates middle-class jobs and renders mid-skilled labor surplus to economic requirements. The total work hours lost through these trends approach the difference between the hours worked by men and by women at mid-century. The new order, that is, suppresses working and middle-class employment today by about as much as sex discrimination suppressed women's employment two generations ago. This deprives the middle class of the income and status that industry confers. The new technologies do not eliminate work altogether. To the contrary, they actually increase the demand for super-skilled, elite labor. The once leisured rich, in a stark contrast to the middle class, work harder than they ever have before, harder than the rest of society, and absolutely very hard. Prime-aged adults, men and women combined, with a BA or more education, are less than half as likely to have abandoned the workforce than their counterparts with a high school degree or less. Moreover, when they are employed, elites work substantially longer hours than their middle-class counterparts, and they enjoy less leisure. Indeed, despite pervasive use of labor-saving household appliances, elites actually enjoy less leisure today than they did at mid-century. Elite values and customs have adapted to suit these new facts. High society has reversed course. Now it valorizes industry and despises leisure. As every rich person knows, when an acquaintance asks, "How are you?" the correct answer is, "So busy." The old leisure class would have thought this a humiliating admission. The working rich boast that they are in demand. A revolution in wages completes the new work order. Middle-class jobs still cannot make a person rich. But the elite's intense industry now generates colossal incomes. Top jobs commonly pay annual wages of $500,000, $1 million, or even $5 million. And a few pay $10 million, $100 million, or even $1 billion. Indeed, rich people today owe the bulk of their incomes to their labor, and work has become the dominant path to wealth. Moreover, elites get these high-paying jobs based on immense skill, won through rigorous training, and they keep their jobs through intense, competitive, and enormously productive industry. Today, asking how long people have studied and how hard they work reveals not how poor they are, but how rich.